So welcome to our report for Bobby Bajram for, well, it's the end of November, the start of December. A great little interview relating to the Skate House and the Disability Day program that was being held right at the end of November. And Bobby wanted to make a special mention of the support he's getting from Enzo Nutraceuticals, who have decided to get on board and help him in his quest for feeling as well as he can. So I hope you enjoy this one. And welcome back to the locker room. We're talking about a disability fundraising effort, which is on Sunday at the Skate House. And I've got Bernardine Geary from the Skate House with me.
Hi.
How are you going?
Hi, good, Neil. How are you?
And also we've got the local member for the area, which is Sonia Kilkenny. And welcome also to the locker room to you, Sonia.
Thanks, Neil. Great to be here.
And look, let's cut to the chase. Bobby's going to join us in a little while, but let's just talk about this. It's very important, really, isn't it, to have some sort of support for the disabled part of our community.
I agree, absolutely, and I think it's really important to showcase what people are capable of doing and what opportunities are available to them.
Yep.
So I think more often people with a disability are often pigeonholed or told that they can't achieve certain things. And then you get someone like Bobby who comes along who sort of throws a spanner in that work. So he's a great role model to that extent.
And look, we agree, Sonia, and we our motto is I can, you can, and, you know, just get up and try things in life. And I think Bobby's such, you know, he's the epitome of a one man that actually does that. So that's why we sort of got in and supported Bobby. And hopefully, we said we'll have other people with disabilities. As I mentioned, I think earlier, we've got, you know, people who've got Asperger's and sort of all sorts of disabilities that actually can skate. And when they realise they can actually skate, and they can, that opens up other things for them. So we want to be there, and hopefully, he's a bit of an inspiration for them.
Now, Sonia, when the big poster was put out, Rock Your Disability Fundraiser, you were put down as a special guest, but it's a pretty hectic time of the year in Parliament, we're all aware of that. Are you going to be able to squeeze in there at all on Sunday?
I'm going to try to get along. I've been running another event every Sunday, and we actually have our final leg of it on this Sunday at exactly the same time. So it was a dreadful clash, but I'm going to try my darndest to get down there to the Skate House, because it is such a terrific event. And as Bernardine said, it's about bringing, you know, particularly kids out there to the Skate House to let them have a go out there on the rink. And some of them are going to surprise themselves about how well they do, and but just about getting out there and giving it a go.
Absolutely. And so just reminding people, and we'll mention this a few times, but it's Amala Crescent at Carrum Downs, where you are, Bernardine.
Yes, it's just off the Frankston Dandenong Road exit, last exit of the Peninsula Link.
So Sunday the 26th of November between 2 and 5, $13 entry, and they've got lots of attractions and raffles and skating and lots of fun. We want as many people there to get along and encourage the people with the disabilities to get involved. And, of course, Bobby still got that dream for Mount Everest, and no doubt we'll talk about that in a few minutes' time. But it is quite amazing, and you mentioned that, Sonia, that it's he's just one of a kind, Bobby, isn't he?
Yes, he certainly is. I think when you meet him, you'll never forget him. It's someone who, you know, clearly is suffering a very serious disability and illness, and despite that, is as he always says, given it a red hot crack to have a go at what is his dream. And it's, you know, not a dream for everyone. A lot of people will never be able to do it. I would never be able to climb Mount Everest, but for him, it's his dream, and, you know, all power to him. And so it's great to be able to support him in trying to achieve that dream.
It is, and, you know, it's interesting. So I've been obviously working with Bobby quite a bit in building up to this day, and he doesn't really let people see the sides of the day, is where he's really have a have a bad day, and you know, so I turned up at his house the other week to pick up some prizes, some beautiful gifts that we've had, some donations from people, and you know, he was in a really bad way, and we don't often see that with him. He tries to hide that, but he is suffering quite badly, and we do obviously support him in his quest to try and attempt to climb Everest.
Sonia's been we really appreciate such a hectic time for you that you've been able to have a bit of a chat to us on air, and we hope that you can just squeeze in there for a few minutes on the Sunday at the skate house. But
And I just want to encourage people to get along. I mean, it's, you know, not even people or kids with disability, but others in the community, just to come along and support Bobby and to support, you know, kids with disability, and just show that we care and that we think they can do great things as well. So I encourage everyone to get along to Skate House on Sunday.
So, Bernadine, we mentioned the Skate House, and we just briefly mentioned the address of it. So perhaps tell us some of the things that actually happen at the Skate House.
Okay. Look, at Skate House, we have all sorts of sports there. We've got roller derby, speed skating, and we've got artistic skating as well. So we've got a few clubs that actually skate there, and we teach kids from Learn to Skate that can barely stand up, and all the way through to adults. We also have adult classes as well, which is a lot of fun.
Adults who couldn't stand up on skates,
correct.
Like, say, myself,
that
as
is.
An example.
Example, exactly, Neil. And we've got a 65-year-old woman skating. She's learning to skate with us at the moment, and a 70-year-old man. So if they can, you can. And that's why sort of this whole idea of if I can, you can with of Bobby is very much that's why we're sort of doing that. We also do have, and we had last year, we had an appearance special school come down.
That would be cool.
Yes, and we're looking to put a program together for them next year, especially with wheelchairs, because we're happy for wheels to ride the rink at specific times. If it's busy, it's a bit hard, but they can get involved with us on the rink, and they can feel part of it. So we're putting together a program for Nepean Special School for next year. So
Bobby's mentioned the Skate House a few times in some of our interviews. So when did you first get involved with Bob?
It was Bobby. So it was before his 50th birthday.
Okay.
So he came along to the rink, and we sort of got in, you know, sort of obviously heard a bit about
over 18 months.
It was actually. So it was. And we hosted his 50th at the rink for him. We sort of did that and had his sort of friends along and put on a bit of a party and a bit of a show for his. We had some skaters out there for him as well. So that was a fantastic night for Bobby. But as I said, we're very much, we do a lot within the community. We support a lot of charities and a lot of community groups from the rink. We very much believe in being part of the community, and that's sort of what we're about. And when Bobby came along and thought, wow, what he's doing is just amazing. So we thought we'd still, when he came and said, look, I'd like to have a bit of a fundraiser. And again, wasn't all about himself. He just said it was let's do it as a disability day. Not just on him. I thought, oh, that's just fantastic.
Just in the last couple of minutes of our interview, Bobby's been training hard as he always does. He's just come in to join us. We've had a chat to Sonia, Bobby. We've been talking with Bernadine.
Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Bobby.
And we're just got a couple of minutes before everything wraps up, so I know there's a couple of people that you want to thank.
Just got back from Trees Adventure, and they're in Belgrave, and I train at Trees Adventure. That's why I'm late. Sorry, guys. I was just
always going, forgiven, because you're a very busy fellow.
Yeah, and because this is the thing is, I went from Fitness First, who are fantastic, and then Trees Adventure, and then the JCO Climate Room, and then just back from Falls Creek, and God love everyone at Falls Creek, and the Astral Lodge, and the Last Hoot, who feed me. And, you know, the thing is with everybody, I mean, one of the I train at Bernie's Skate House.
We've talked a bit about that.
Yeah, they set up a course, obstacle course and that, and I train there, and they've been fantastic to me, the Skate House, and I train there. That's why I'm just puffed, because I can't even talk, and you know how much I love talking, Neil.
You do indeed, Bobby. So this Sunday... yep. between 2 and 5 at yep. the Skate House. Uh-huh. Run through that address again for us.
Okay, so it's 3 Amala Crescent.
Amala Crescent.
Yeah, just off Frankston Dandenong Road.
Fantastic. So, yep. In Carrum Downs.
Yes.
And big fundraiser and supporting, well, it's money for disabilities and awareness for disabilities, isn't it, Bobby?
Yeah,
that was the idea, because it was one of your many brilliant ideas that you have.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I mentioned it to Bernie, and Bernie said, yeah, look, we got a good venue for it. You can have people with disabilities coming and having bit of a burn around the rink, and getting everybody involved, and because I know me having a severe disability, I know how we can get in the way of your life, and it if you're capable, if you wake up, you're capable of doing anything. So everybody get down there at between two and five, go from a wheel around or walk around the rink with your sticks or get pushed around, whatever. I mean, I'll be there, Bernie will be there, it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be auctions and face painting.
Yeah, we've got face painting as well, and we've got a new game. We bought a new dice, so just for people, so they can push it in the wheelchair, etc.
We've got a great DJ and stuff. That new music's going to be really cool. And thank you for Leon from Print Design in the print house in Mordialloc, who's printed all the flyers.
Yeah, they look fabulous. All over Facebook, those ones.
Yeah, yeah. No. So they done all that for us. So that's fantastic. And I mean, all there's great prizes from Rip Curl and like auction items from Rip Curl and Fitness First and Good Life and Trees Adventure passes. Oh, there's fabulous. Falls Creek season passes. There's
XTM.
XTM has donated stacks and stacks of stuff. And we're going to have ANS Fruit and Veg Wholesalers donate a stack of fruit and veg stuff. And, the boys at Working Dog, Santo and Rob Sitch, they gave me a huge stack of Utopia videos.
Oh, very nice.
And Jane Kennedy, donated like a 3 or 4 cookbooks that she wrote. She goes, there you go, mate. Have a few of those. And Ian Patterson, Channel 9, donated 4 footy show tickets for auction.
Fantastic.
So for next year. So
there's, get along. Plenty of great prizes. A lot of good. It's a really interesting, novel way of being able to support people with disabilities and show them the respect they deserve.
Yep.
Bobby, it's been fantastic chatting with you. And Bernadine has driven all the way down from the Skate House today, which we really appreciate.